is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Ryder.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You actually control the content of the website. Everything you see there in the main column of the site was created by listeners just like you. You can submit whatever you want to the site, and then other listeners vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and you get to vote on other people's suggestions and the most liked. Make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. The TSA has been a heavy topic on this show throughout the week. Of course, you get to choose what you talk about when you call in. And we've actually got a man on the inside of the TSA. TSA George has been calling the show for years and just kind of giving us updates on what it's like being inside the TSA and the things that go on. And he's actually calling us from New Zealand because he's quite the worldly traveler. TSA George, you're with us on the amp lines.
G'day, sir.
Do they say g'day, sir, in New Zealand?
I don't know. Their accents are pretty similar.
Yeah, it spills over.
I'd imagine so.
Anyway, yeah, I'm just calling here to give you a report about what it's like over here. And a quick apology to Smeg on behalf of, you know, those of us TSA agents who are not like the people who harassed her.
What would you have done, George, if you had been at this security checkpoint and some supervisor started treating Meg, because we're talking about Meg McLean, who is one of our co-hosts on the show occasionally. She was harassed earlier this week, and we talked to her about it, and now the story's blowing up across the internet. The number 7 Google search is Meg McLean right now. People are talking about this story on the radio, on television, all across the internet. So what if you were there, TSA George, at that checkpoint? What would you have been able to do to change how that went down, if anything at all?
I don't know what I could have done. All I could do is try to calm down the situation, and then try to make it as smooth a situation as possible. You know, I would not try to escalate it like some other people might. That's for sure.
Sure.
Hello.
So you are out in New Zealand. You. What is that? Is that like a police scanner?
Oh no. That's hold on. That's just my little Garmin. Navigation thing. So I don't get lost.
It's telling you to turn left. Do they drive on the wrong side of the road over there?
Yep, they do.
27.
I'm already here. All right, there we go. It should shut up right about now.
Great idea.
He's arrived at his destination.
Right, great. I'm glad you're finally at your destination. It's one thing to make a call to talk radio while you're on the road in the place where you live. At least you know where you're going when you're on the phone in the car. But it's another thing to call talk radio and try to
convince. Yeah, it's a hands-free kit, though. I'm talking
That's good. But, you know, engaging in an intellectual conversation while you're trying to drive in a strange place.
You're the law. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I'm not in my home country, Mark. Come on.
They get professional courtesy. Don't worry about it.
Well, all right. So tell me about why you called tonight, George.
Well, basically, you know, I just wanted to say what a nice place this is. I just want to let you know, if you ever move down here, I want to warn you, gas is about $1.80 a liter here.
And there's
you must have bought that by 3.8.
Almost,
and it's like $7 a gallon.
Wow.
Crazy.
It's like that in a lot of places, though.
Yeah.
Because they get the subsidies here. The gas companies get the basically big subsidies from the United States government in the form of the military.
Yeah, that's what they. And plus, they look for, you know, for research, looking for places. You know, they're excavating and all that other stuff. They get all kinds of subsidies.
Now, this isn't your first trip to New Zealand, is it?
I want to report also on the act of civil disobedience that just went on here today.
Okay, what happened?
50 people smoked pot right in front of Parliament.
Oh, fantastic.
No one got arrested.
50, was that some sort of organized thing on the internet? How did they get 50 people just to show up?
I don't know. I was just hearing it on the radio, on the talk radio about that. Like, hey, you know, we got 50 people smoking ganja right in front of Parliament.
Well, that's great news. And I would imagine the internet was somehow involved in helping organize
I didn't know
that.
If he was on the inside information of what sort of organization did it.
Maybe they were inspired by
I'm not.
I was going to say, maybe they were inspired by the 420 celebrations that were going on here across New Hampshire. We recently had a 420 out in front of the state house in Concord, not less than a week ago, as a matter of fact. So, now, wait. George, if I'm remembering correctly, you've been to Australia before, but is this your first time in New Zealand?
Yep, this is my first time in New Zealand. Oh, and it's so easy to start a business here, even out of your own home. I saw like a lady, someone doing laser eye surgery right at their own house.
That's awesome. No, Mark, you were talking about
how easy it is.
Well, Mark, now that doesn't surprise me. Mark, you were talking about the Heritage Foundation's study earlier
tonight. Yeah, the list of most economically free countries.
Usually New Zealand makes it above the United States on that list, doesn't it?
Yeah, they did. They did the year before last. I haven't looked at it this year, but it's my understanding that...
Oh, they're still above there. They're like number four, I think.
Yeah, that sounds
Australia's
right.
Number three. Singapore is two, and Hong Kong naturally is one.
It's a whole region that is generally more economically free. It seems all of those countries are fairly nearby one another geographically.
But they're not as old a countries.
So what else did you want to share tonight, George? Any other experiences from your trip?
There was a bomb threat on the flight between Auckland and Christchurch. They held the plane up for about an hour and a half.
How big was that plane? It couldn't have been very large.
No, it was an Airbus 320, but it was like we were at the gig and they had the delay the plane and, you know, rescreen all the bags. At least not all the people, though. They did not rescreen all the people. So, you know, it was like, and their airport security is like so much nicer, apparently, than ours.
Oh, yeah. Around the world, the United States and Canada's airline security and border security are considered to be, you know, just some of the least savory.
Tell me, George, earlier tonight we had a story from a New Hampshire, I think, Free State Project participant who'd been to some extent harassed at a TSA checkpoint. And one of the TSA supervisors had told her that at some point they would no longer be allowing people to opt out of the body scanners. Have you heard anything about that?
I just posted an article about that last night on Facebook. That it's going to be permanent, and I told you that last time I called, actually. But the thing of it is the reason it's not permanent now is because we just don't have enough of those body scanners to replace the walk-through metal detectors.
But people still, so like even once, let's say 2 years from now, they've got the body scanners in at every single checkpoint, they're going to stop allowing opt-outs? You've heard about this? Like, you won't be able to get the pat down instead of going through the body scanner?
No, I think you'll still be able to get the pat down just because, you know, of the whole, you know, fear, you know, health fear thing, you know, and also we've got to take pregnant people into account, you know, because no way pregnant people are going to want to go through that. We got to offer the pat down for pregnant people who don't want to go through the walk-through metal detector now, and that's not even x-rays. I mean, there's like magnets don't, as far as I know, don't harm a fetus. However, that, you know, body scanner does.
Yeah. Now, how much in someone's pants do you have to feel? How many bumps do you have to feel before you have to ask them to take off their pants and you need to inspect further? I'm wondering what they're actually looking for when they're rubbing someone's legs up and down.
Well, they told us to go all the way up to the guy's happies. You know,
right.
Some people have catheters, some people have diapers.
Are you trained on what sort of things to look for? Because if you've got a really thick underwear for whatever reason, that you could be hiding a lot of things in there. What's the next step?
At that point, we're supposed to offer private screening on that, like, would you like to go to a private area so we can help clear this? You know, naturally, obviously, there are a lot of cases I've been reading about how that's not happening, and that's against the SOP, you know, the standard operating procedure, and quite frankly, I'm not be surprised if we're being sued right now, big time. However, I've been on vacation long enough that I still haven't, you know, officially gone through those new procedures myself, because I left just two days before the new procedures went into effect, modification started.
Sweet government pension, paychecks and
sweet vacations, perks,
all the perks.
Well, it's not a sweet paycheck. I mean, come on. They say the average government employee gets $150,000 a year.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Yeah. The average federal employee, I think, gets something around 70 or 80 a year, or something like that.
But still, 30 to 40% higher than us.
41,000 a year.
41,000.
Yeah, that was my thing last year.
Thanks, George, for the call. Have fun out there. I appreciate you calling all the way from New Zealand, and be safe. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new SightGlass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site totally free. So head on over there. Enjoy those on us. And those features include our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. Get quick access to our streams as well as our podcast at M, as in mobile, m.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Well, jurisdictionary.com is a course that was created by an attorney in order to protect you against, well, ravenous members of his own profession. It's for people with lawyers who want to protect themselves, and for people without lawyers who need to take their case to court and win. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through it. This is the complete 4-CD course in a single week, and you can get it at jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's continue here and get a little police news into the mix. Mark, what have you got tonight?
Well, this one's from thestar.com, and it's, well, it's the harrowing story of one man's dealing with law enforcement officer. Around 7:30 a.m., David Orpst, this is 7:30 in the morning, a short 50-year-old accountant who keeps his pen in his breast pocket, set out for work. He drove his light blue Mazda Tribute, a practical, bland SUV, south on Jane Street in Vaughan. His first stop, a Tim Hortons, for a few peaceful moments before facing the piles of paperwork and deadline demands of his office during tax season. I'm not sure exactly which tax season we're referring to, because it's a relatively new article. It may very well... I think that this is from Canada, and so maybe that things are different there.
Mm-hmm.
I had my normal route to my office early in the morning, stopped at Tim's, read the newspaper, a normal Canadian daily. Before his commute ended, Orbst had a broken arm after a struggle with a York Regional Police Constable, Derek Cadu, and at least one other officer. The province's Special Investigations Unit did not charge Cadu. It's always a surprise. Today's story is one of an ongoing series probing police conduct in Ontario. A Star investigation of two decades of cases probed by the SIU found that the police officers are treated far differently than civilians when accused of shooting, beating, running over, and killing people.
You mean they're given the benefit of the doubt and preference and special treatment?
I can't believe anybody believes anything differently, that cops do not have some different level of justice than the rest of us. I think everybody believes
that. Well, some people support it. Some people out and out say that's the way it should
be. Just so long as they're willing to admit that cops get a different sort of justice than the average person.
I believe I saw a story of the some of the police that were charged in Louisiana, some of the stuff that went on after
stealing
the hurricane.
Stuff during the hurricane, yeah.
One of the officers was charged with violating someone's right by killing him. Not charged with murder, charged with violating someone's personal rights by killing him.
The constable declined to comment for this story. York Regional Police, citing the possibility of a lawsuit, also declined to comment. The SIU would not release information about the case because they don't have to, people. They don't report to you. I mean...
But wait a minute. What about the Freedom of Information Act?
Well, this is Canada. I don't know the specifics on their laws. And I'm sure that in 5 years you'll be able to get all the information you want on that, right?
Well, that's just it.
Over.
They have those supposed acts here as well in New Hampshire. They call it the 91A request, your right to know or whatever. And, yeah, they'll give you the information maybe if you bother them enough and you beg long enough and hard enough in order for them to finally deliver it to you, and it may not even be what you expected it to be. And,
right, sure.
And they certainly have no obligation to comment. There's a difference between a Freedom of Information request to get, like, a police report, something that's been put on file, and to get them to actually answer questions. They don't have to answer your questions.
How many people operate under the idea that the police and, the municipal workers work for them? I mean, people say this stuff all the time. This just proves that it's not so. It's a lie you were told. I understand why. I understand why you feel that way. It's just not so. Just stop deluding yourself that these people work for you.
I pay their paychecks.
Right. That's because you work to pay, get the money to give to them.
They're our servants.
No, you are their servant. If somebody has to work in order to give money to somebody else, who's the servant here?
But the Constitution.
Well, I'll tell you what. If they're your servant, fire them.
They've sworn an oath.
Fire them. If they work for you, I don't care if there's a constitution. I don't care if there's an oath. Neither of those. Neither of those address the issue as to whether or not those people work for you.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it's nonsense.
Yeah, it's absolute, utter nonsense.
But it's great PR for them.
So this is what happened to Orbs.
No, it's great PR for them because they can plaster this phrase. Protect and serve.
Protect all and serve themselves.
All over their police cars, and they get all this pomp and circumstance and all kinds of respect from people that they haven't earned. They haven't earned. It's not like they're out there every day busting real criminals. Now, sometimes they do, but most of the time they're spending their time staking out stop signs and going after pot smokers.
For stop signs where they want you to come to that full and complete stop where
right,
your car
like they
rocks
all do, right?
back. Right, sure, as if they do such a thing. You know,
I sit here and I watch a stop sign all day as I'm making my phone calls, yeah. and I don't know if I've ever seen it.
You know, most stop signs in America could be replaced with yield signs, especially in the day and age when you're talking about carbon credits and energy crisis and all that stuff. It's a terrible waste of energy to come to a full, complete, rock-back stop at a stop sign.
That's really all it is a waste of energy.
Yeah, well, no, it's an opportunity to catch you and give you a ticket
well,
for
yeah.
$80. That's what it's an opportunity for. They're armed fundraisers for the state, by and large.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying there's not some brave souls that work in our law enforcement community. I'm just saying that the people that that schedule them and place them and use them as armed fundraisers.
And how crazy would it be, back on the idea that they're servants somehow, what kind of person would hire somebody, except for maybe a dominatrix? I mean, what kind of person would hire somebody to essentially demand money from them, to create arbitrary rules...
College students.
...for you to follow and...
Yes, college students actually do pay the...
They pay $20,000 a year to be told what to do and when to get to class, when
yeah.
to...
All right, good point.
But that's just me ranting against colleges. But you have a point.
No, you're right about that. College kids, of course, most of them have been brainwashed into thinking they need to go to college. So there's a whole other set of problems with that situation. So what's going to happen to this cop, Mark?
Well, at this point, we haven't even he really heard the story.
Yeah.
A cruiser driving in the opposite direction turned around and followed Orb's Mazda. The sticker had expired. A empty baby seat.
Revenue opportunity.
Yeah. Was secured in the back seat. Orb said that either he or his wife forgot to renew the permit amid the stress of his job and caring for an 18-month-old baby.
Does anyone really believe that the expired sticker means you can't drive anymore? Like you've all of a sudden lost the ability to operate a car?
Right. You know, I wonder about what is the justification for this sticker? Because I can kind of get why it is you want to have a series of random numerals on the back of a vehicle in case it's used in a bank robbery or something like that. You can identify this vehicle from other vehicles. But why is it that you have to have an up-to-date registration sticker on it? Yeah, that's what it's about. It's about the money. It's all about the money. I mean, if so, you could register the thing when you put the plate on the one time. It's registered by the government. Now they know. But they have to register it every year. What possible other reason besides revenue?
There's absolutely no other reason.
I can't think of any other reason.
And New Hampshire was running out of money, needed to balance their budget. They said, well, let's just add $40 to every car registration.
Yeah, it's just
and
a
they
tax.
Did it just because they decided to do it.
As if the gas tax isn't enough, they need to tax you
it's
on
never
the,
enough.
The little plates on the back of your car. The government has never had enough tax money in the history of governments.
All right, so this guy is getting pulled over. We don't even have the story yet. We'll get to that here in a moment. 800-259-9231. No shortage of commentary when it comes to the police in this country and everywhere around the world. Their role isn't significant. Significantly different in most Western places. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control and bring up whatever you want.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so head over there. Enjoy those on us. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Ryder.
And Mark.
And again, freetalklive.com. Various features there, some of them including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, the shrine of female listeners with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com and take a look.
You know, with Christmas coming up, you might be looking for gifts and stocking stuffers for the child special to you, whether it's your child, nephew, niece, brother, sister, that kind of thing. If the child's between the ages of, say, 2 and 7, I think that a very good choice for them is the book called An Island Called Liberty. Because how soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page could make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com. You can see some samples there and order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL, An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, so Mark, you're getting ready to tell us a story about a man who's pulled over, this happening in Canada, but it could happen to you. What happened?
Well, let me get it pulled up right here. I had just been recording that live read. So the orbs goes on. A cruiser was driving in the opposite direction, turned around, and started following him. Apparently, the sticker on his registration was the registration on his license plate was not current. He pulled me over. I guess I'm going to get a ticket. Orbs had his driver's license, but not the registration to his car. Cadeau, that's the officer, his hair buzzed close to the scalp. Because that's how they like to look, you know, the sunglasses, the close-cropped haircut. Makes them look tough.
Mm-hmm.
Walked up to the driver's side. You notice they all wear really tough-looking uniforms, too. The cops have moved from sort of that tan look to black.
Well, you should have seen the Nashville police when we went to do the trials for, I think, Catherine Blaish and David. All the cops sat together, and they all got the same haircuts.
Yeah. Do they have their pants tucked into their boots? As if they're airborne, soldiers ready to shoot the citizenry. I mean, why do they do that? What's that about? Because to me, what it says, it's an esprit de corps. And if there is an esprit de corps, a spirit of the corps, as it were, then against whom does this corps operate?
Well, it's against the bad people.
Yeah. I wonder. Because I don't see it that way. I see it. They operate against whomever. I mean, is this guy bad? Because he just got pulled over for a
whoever
bad
isn't one of them.
Yeah, indeed, that's what a bad person looks like.
Yeah, it really is an us versus them mentality when it comes to a lot of cops. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Orbs noticed he was pulled over near Canada's Wonderland and through his windshield could see the twisting tracks of the Behemoth roller coaster. The officer doesn't say your sticker's expired. He says, "Is this car stolen?" I responded, "No, it's not stolen. I lease this car." "Well, the car is registered as black in this database." I said, "No, we bought it blue. Call Mazda." He started out by accusing me of being a car thief. Now,
remember, if you paint your car, you need to update the color with the local government.
I instructed him to show me some respect since I was twice his age and a chartered accountant. It was terse. "I'm an accountant. You must treat me with respect."
Really? He actually said that to the
cop? That's what he said, yes.
He's no wonder he gets
been chartered by the government as an accountant. So.
Oh, I see.
So he's another bureaucrat, essentially.
Oh, really?
I'm a licensed accountant. He does actually work for the government.
Well, one in three people in this country are licensed to do something, right?
I would suspect
true?
That's true.
One in three adults, maybe?
Well, I saw, yeah, right, probably. I saw some sort of a video where one in three workers need the government's permission to actually do their job.
If their company needs licensing then and they work for the company, then I guess that might be true.
I believe that may be a low. If you just look at New Hampshire, that may be lower. I understand that New Hampshire has the least of all the licensed trades.
I don't know. More cruisers arrived in the scene. Another officer huddled with Cadeau and both sat in the cruiser while Orbst waited and worried. On two occasions, the accountant got out of his car and walked back to the cruiser to ask about the delay. Orbst was told to get back in his SUV. He waited 45 minutes. I was rotting in my car. Cadeau strode to the Mazda. I put down the window and he says, "I think this car is stolen. We're arresting you."
Wow.
I say, "You can't arrest me for driving my own car."
Oh, okay, you're wrong.
Cadeau says, "Okay, you're resisting now."
Oh, boy.
This is what resisting looks like.
Right, when you don't get out and put your hands behind your back and kneel before them,
that's
resistance.
Orbst has the physique of a man who crunches numbers instead of abdominals. Mm-hmm. He stands about 5'6", weighs 170 pounds. He says, "A little chubby." With an officer on each arm, Orbst was pulled from his vehicle. I said, "Did somebody report a black car stolen? Let's talk for a second." The officer said,
"Tell it to the judge."
"You're resisting arrest." Logic is not working. They pulled me over over to a hill. I did not want to be arrested. "I'm innocent, driving my own car." He keeps grabbing my arm. I'm telling Cadeau, "He's got my left arm. Stop! You're going to break my arm. I got to look after my wife and baby." "Good. It's supposed to hurt," he said. "Oh, this is pain compliance. I mean, this is what it's all about. If you're not doing what they say, they're supposed to cause you pain."
Yep.
That's what I didn't make that term up. That's their term. Cadeau pulled the arm higher behind Ort's back and broke it near the elbow.
Oh, gosh.
Two officers, their knees on the accountant's back, tried to snap handcuffs around his wrist. Cadeau, holding Orb's head, repeatedly pushed it into the muddy grass. "I said you're going to break my eyeglasses." He keeps doing it. This is all for a chartered accountant driving a crappy blue Mazda. Finally, they get the cuffs on. He bent.
That'll teach him for not getting his car registered in time.
His bent eyeglasses were somewhere in the grass. I kept saying, "Call Mazda. Let's go down to my office, and the people will tell you it's my car." Officers,
that would require investigation, sir, and that is not my job.
Right. Well, we can investigate when you're in jail.
They don't even listen. They're trained to not listen. I saw a video of a man being arrested, and he has some sort of medical issue where they couldn't get his hands behind his back.
Yeah.
And they continued to pull his hands behind his back.
And he's telling them the whole time, right?
Until, four people run up to the cop and say, "Hey, listen, he can't put his hands behind his back." And then they finally, understood. But they're trained to not listen.
Yeah, sure. If people will say anything in order to not get their hands cuffed, I'm sure that's true. Officers pulled the accountant off the muddy ground, put him in the back of the cruiser, lying on his side, handcuffed with a broken arm. Orps at time, sharp tongue, said, "It's Canada. You can't arrest somebody for driving their car." He starts reading.
Denial is the most common human response, right? I mean, clearly, they can, and they did.
He starts reading me my rights. They search the car for the obvious stash of drugs and guns most chartered accountants have in their cars. The officers came back to the cruiser in which Orps was lying and said, "Okay, we verified your story. You're free to go."
They didn't even take him to the station.
So they verified his story while he was in the back of their car. What would it take to verify the story otherwise? I mean, they couldn't just do this?
They wouldn't have had the fun of being able to torture the man had they not gone
his arm
first.
I said, "What story?" "You're lucky we didn't..." the constable said, "You're lucky we didn't smash your head in the concrete sidewalk instead of grass."
Really? He said, wow, just a
he said, "How am I going to drive home? I have a broken arm. My glasses are smashed." The police left him at the scene of the traffic stop.
"Here's a complaint form, sir."
Yeah. I mean, he's like a rape victim there.
Yeah.
Broken arm, smashed glasses, dirty.
Pretty much.
It's just terrible.
The only thing they didn't do was violate his, you know, his anus.
The police left him at the scene of the traffic stop. Orp, saturated with adrenaline, drove himself not to the hospital, but to the nearest York police station to file a complaint. Agitated, the pain started to set in.
Orp, how'd that go?
Met with a staff sergeant. I said, "Are you going to press charges against this officer?" The sergeant says, "No. Here's the form. You can fill it out when there's a complaint against the police department."
Yeah.
This is how it goes. You know, we've documented this. If you go into some departments, many departments in the United States, the Miami Police Department was one of them. If you go in and ask for a complaint form, you're liable to get beaten up.
It was more like the majority of the police departments throughout South Florida, really, is what it was. The Police Complaint Center did, they do investigations on police departments for different things, and that was one of the things they were hired by a television station down in South Florida to check the police departments and see what would happen when folks went in asking for a complaint form. In many cases, they were intimidated and told that they didn't have a form.
There's no complaint form, citizen.
Or that if they did have a complaint form, that they had to keep it there within the building and fill it out there.
We must fill it out ourselves. Please give us the story.
Yeah. So it's crazy. And this... There's more?
There's more to the story.
We'll find out here in a moment. 800-259-9231. I'm sure that he managed to get in touch with the police chief, and the police chief listened earnestly and then decided to put the hammer down on these police officers. 1-800-259. Then they refunded all of his tax money. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control, tell your story, or bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. You'll find stuff like our news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get on board. You can follow us via emailed updates, Twitter, or Facebook, or all of the above. If you'd like, go to news.freetalklive.com. Get on board.
And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI handles that. They also handle anything that has to do with telephony. They have, hundreds of lines going into their offices. I've been there. I've taken a look. They've helped with several campaigns, whether it's for politicians and action items and political campaigns. SACL CAI, if you need to get a hold of them, just find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
We're telling, Mark, you're telling a story out of Canada. What's the source on this again?
It's thestar.com.
Thestar.com. It's a big newspaper up that way. You're telling a story out of Canada regarding, and it's not an uncommon story from one perspective. It's uncommon that the man had his arm, the victim in this case, police violence, had his arm broken by these cops who are just incredibly violent and dangerous. And
well, they can be. I don't think they all are. That's it seems a broad and statement.
However, who were in this? I was specifically speaking of these particular cops.
But I would say that, you know, just from the outcomes here, that police are taught, that they're shown that they can pretty much get away with breaking their constituents' arms
the
for
cop
no good reason.
Told the guy he was lucky they didn't shove his face in the concrete instead of the dirt.
Yeah, like they repeatedly smashed his face into the ground, and it was the dirt rather than concrete.
Now, the part of this that isn't too uncommon, I think, is that more and more people in this man's position, he was just a regular old accountant. And got pulled over. The cops thought the car was stolen because it showed up as a different color in their database, and the registration wasn't current because they'd been busy and
it expired. The bureaucrats messed things up.
Yeah.
There's no good reason for this to have occurred.
So because
this was a government paperwork error.
Right, because of his paperwork error, this man ended up having his face smashed into the ground, his glasses, lost his glasses, had his arm broken by these cops. Then they discovered that he was right the whole time and left him on the side of the road with his broken arm.
Yeah. You know, and, dirty, broken glasses, just, I mean...
And shocked to the core. And that's the point I wanted to make here, because there's a little more to the story. But the point I wanted to make about this is that there are so many people who are like this man, who throughout their lives, and I don't know how old he was, I don't recall that.
He's 50.
He's 50. So throughout their lives, they've gone through, they've lived their life, and they have not ever gotten in trouble with the law. They've always been law-abiding so-called citizens, or at least that's what they believed. And they believed that the police were there to protect and serve them, and they believed that the police had certain standards and that they can't do certain things that they've been told their whole lives.
This is Canada, he says.
Yeah.
You know,
we've got rights.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the police state comes crashing in. The reality of what has been going on for decades with the police just continually getting more and more intrusive and oppressive in people's lives. And so many people have been able to stay away from it. And then all of a sudden, here it comes, shock to the system. Hey, this is what's really going on. This is not an isolated occurrence. This is not uncommon for the police to treat people in this way. It's just that they happen to come across a 50-year-old accountant this time rather than, you know, the 20-year-old black guy or the hippie with the long hair that they usually pull over. This time it happened to be one of the so-called respectables. And it's unfortunate that it has to happen like this for people, for them to wake up and see what's really happening out there. It's unfortunate that it has to strike either directly in their lives or to somebody that they know in order for this come to these conclusions.
This isn't the police department that you thought of in the 60s and the 70s. I mean, things have changed with Richard Nixon's war on drugs.
With
the incredible amount of police officers that have been added to the force over the years, they just have to do more things in order to justify their existence. It's very difficult to catch arsonists, robbers, burglars, and murderers.
It takes work.
Yeah, those are difficult to find. You get lucky when you find them. What's a heck of a lot easier to find? People violating traffic laws. I mean, the idea that this cop thought that this accountant with this pen in his pocket and the little glasses was a car thief is just absolutely ridiculous.
Can't judge a thief by how he looks.
Instead of jumping to the conclusion that this was a law-abiding citizen, I think you can judge a thief by their looks.
There are white-collar crimes all over the place.
White-collar crimes aren't stealing cars.
Well, I mean, but drug dealing, for instance, I mean, they will hire elderly folks to be transporters. I mean, there will be people to be transporting drugs you won't necessarily think of as...
Then why didn't he ask to search the car for drugs? Why didn't he ask the man for some kind of proof that he owned the vehicle instead of just going back to his car, conferring with his partner, coming back saying that he thinks that he's under arrest, and then immediately saying you're resisting? He didn't ask for any proof. He believed this man was a thief,
mm-hmm.
and he acted as though that was the case. So, this is what is being hired to protect you. And it's ludicrous.
So what's the rest of the story? They beat this man, shoved his face in the ground, they broke his arm, and they left him on the side of the road. And gave him a complaint form when he went down to the office.
Instead of going to the hospital, he's so angry, he goes to the police department to look for a complaint form, and the sergeant said, no. Actually, he goes to file charges against the officer.
And the cop actually told him, yeah, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, we're not going to file charges against him.
It's okay for him to break your arm.
Yeah.
It's all right with us.
Yeah.
If you have a complaint form, we're going to file it.
If you don't think that cops get different sorts of justice, what do you think would have happened if somebody with a broken arm would have gone in and laid charges against you?
If a cop with a broken arm comes in?
Right, or a cop with a broken arm. I mean, please, these people absolutely have a different brand of justice than what you and I do.
Well, why should they care? You're going to pay them anyway.
Right, they're a monopoly. The police department is a monopoly over its given geographic area.
And we're told that that's a good thing. I'm sorry.
The accountant drove home, then started to feel weak. His wife took him to the hospital where doctors x-rayed his arm. Swelling made it difficult to clearly see the break. That evening, in shock, he convulsed, threw up, went back to the hospital, and then swallowed some sedatives. Once notified,
I'd throw up, too, if I realized that I was supporting the criminal agency like this for my whole life.
Once notified, the SIU did not immediately launch an investigation.
Really?
The ORP said he was assaulted and his arm was clearly injured. The SIU needed
Special Investigations Unit?
Yes. A second x-ray taken 2 weeks later to confirm the break and decided the injury was serious enough. Without a fracture, the SIU would not have opened the case. So cops, this is what the cops believe. The cops believe that they can take you on the ground, wrench your arm behind your back, as long as they don't break it. They can smash your face repeatedly into the dirt.
That's
they
right.
can stick their knees in your back, and as long as they don't break an arm, they're not even going to get investigated. Yeah. That's the rules. They just said it.
Yeah, just learn the techniques you need to hurt people without leaving marks, right?
You know, and this is what the correctional
like
officers will use in prison. They'll punch people in the guts instead of punching them in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they're handcuffed, so they won't get punched back.
Right.
So, I mean,
it's
just the system. As long as there's not a great deal of evidence that they can compile, oh, he fell down the steps.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Who's going to believe a criminal?
Indeed. He did not understand the delay. This is Orbst. If any civilian had done this to you on the street, you point the finger and they get arrested. The accountant called and emailed the SIU asking for updates. The SIU told him the probe could last a month. But it took 6 weeks, and then he, right, they tell you a month, it takes 6 weeks, only the government. Then he learned the SIU's had cleared the officers. In its brief media release, the SIU did nothing, noting that there was no independent witnesses, said it could not determine how Orps broke his arm.
He broke his own arm. He's just trying to set us up, trying to make us look bad.
By the way, people, this is
it's an accountant.
This
he's
is
smart.
One of the reasons that I have gone ahead and gone to freedomcam.net and purchased one of these in-car cameras with the microphones is stupid things like this. Now, what would happen here if this accountant had this device in their car and the SIU had this evidence, then they'd have to do something, or they'd be more likely to have to do something.
Maybe.
Until the cop goes into your car and takes whatever storage mechanism the Freedom Cam uses.
Indeed, but they have to know what it is. They have to be able to identify the device.
But you're right. More recording the better, no matter what.
Recording's the only thing you've got against these cops.
Well,
can do whatever they want, besides break arms, I guess.
Wasn't the guy from Freedom Cam talking about some sort of Wi-Fi option?
Apparently there are SD cards out there that might Wi-Fi and they might hook to cell
I've
towers.
I've heard about these things.
You're going to have to investigate
it. I cannot imagine how they do it in an all-little SD card, but I guess technology just keeps getting smaller, so...
Yeah, you're going to have to check into it. I wouldn't be able to tell you.
But you can always have Quick.com as well. If you've got a smartphone, you've always got something that you can broadcast with, so you could have two cameras. You could have the Freedom Cam, car cam thing, and then you could have the Quick.com on your cell phone. I think the more, the better.
And indeed, but there's some value to a covert camera that they're not expecting to see.
Yeah, well, I understand that.
That's just right. But that's what I think. In its brief media release, the SIU said there were no independent witnesses, said it could not determine how his arm was broken, and the SIU did not tell the public whether the car was stolen as suspected by Cadeau, but if not, what had led to the mix-up. The agency also did not say that Orps had left the roadside after his arm was broken or provide any details of what happened immediately after.
Case closed.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Hour number three is next. You take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. There's media attention on the so-called anarchists out there, and we'll look at that here in moments. Also take your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.